That's me, man. The cats. Plural. Hundreds. Devil Woman. That would be Lauren Boebert. Representative Lauren Boebert. You know, Colorado's, from what I've heard, because, and I've experienced some of the legal marijuana from Colorado, but I can't remember how good it was. Get it? Anyway. Yeah, they got the Devil Woman there. So she went after Representative Ilmar saying that, yeah, she's talking to these, man, it's like you look at the crowd, you know, and you got the Proud Boy crowd there for sure, right? They're all, and these are big ass white dudes, right? God, can't they use themselves for something better, you know, like football or something?
Construction. Let's go.
Right. Short, I told you, man, those are the guys that work in construction, so they get bailed out every time, right? I don't want to talk. We're going in the wrong direction. I forgot what I was saying. Anyway,
I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, but that's not you. That's me. That's my mind, man. So Boebert says that, oh, this happened at the Capitol, you know, my staffer and I were getting on the elevator, and all of a sudden, here's this Capitol police officer just running with fear in his face, and, you know, just, oh, no, it's Ilmar coming down the hall, right? Oh, don't worry if she doesn't have a backpack or anything, because she's Muslim, and of course, that means if you're Muslim, you're like a terrorist, right, Boebert? Who's the one that wears guns into the damn Congress? And people, I guess, support that because they're white. seriously, that would be like a friend or a neighbor for you? You want to side with that kind of thinking? Okay. Day's coming. It just makes me want to believe more and more that Jesus has seen just about enough of this you-know-what. Right? I can't stop it. I might as well go with that, right? But not like the evangelicals. Hey, man, I'm for Jesus, so I'm voting for Trump. Don't you guys get it? Do you ever go by, like,
so many parallels?
A person's actions or the things that they did, accomplishments? Like, I heard somebody talking on, I think it was on Tom Hartman's show, and this guy's going, oh, yeah, Jimmy Carter, he could have been a great man. And I'm like, coulda? Dude, who is this clown? You could have been a great man. No, we could have been a great Congress and a great country had they gone along with what he was talking about, climate change. Really? Way back then? Yeah, he put solar panels on the White House. And then, of course, you know, they tanked him because politics, right? I mean, so if we do poorly, even though it was Republicans that caused it, blame it on a guy like Jimmy Carter, who could have never been more honest than any president we've ever had and continues to do the work, right? He's out there. I'm not even going to guess if he's still building houses after all he's been through, brain tumors. Next thing you know, he's out there. Oh, he's building houses again. Oh, he fell down and he's all bruised up. There he is smiling away. Tapping on some nails, and I'm like, okay, this is getting a little bit weird now, right? No, that's what having a great soul can do. You can live longer, or I'd be dead already, because I should be, quite honestly. I mean, you know, they thought I was going to be, and I thought I was going to be more than once. You know, when you get, look, I'm weighing like 130 pounds, so imagine, and like a little over 130. But, you know, I had been cut down to like 120, and I just couldn't seem to get anywhere because I was still sick and didn't know it. But, and then you get down to 110 and can't find a vein in my arms to try and revive me. This ain't good, man. Right? So I'm, quite honestly, I think about death every day. It's kind of hard not to when you're watching everything die and you're watching people murder people and not held to accountable for it or anything. And then I turn on a show with detectives, you know, solving homicides. And I got to believe these guys that are on these homicide teams on the show that I watch, I don't think they would have been, like, siding with Rittenhouse, giving them a drink of water and letting them walk by or anything. Seriously, man. So there's something wrong with Wisconsin, if you didn't know already. And Kenosha, what? Racine, Milwaukee, hey, name it. Wherever it is, if it involves the police, it's probably brutality against people that are brown. I don't know how many different times I got to see it or why people get upset when we talk about it. I mean, isn't that that's like, you know, letting Hitler just take off and you're in Germany and you're like, yeah, but I don't want to, you know, yeah, I don't agree with them, but I just don't want to, you know, that's what's going on right now. Apparently. Anyway, hey, let's go to the phones. Wisco Paul.
good show today, Michael. Hey, as long as we're talking about Jimmy Carter, let's talk a little bit about Al Gore. They both were correct. Global warming is happening. I read an article yesterday. Greenland is melting. That means the glaciers are melting, which means the sea levels are rising. And 2 days ago, I do believe, it's supposed to be snowing up there. Instead, it was raining. Mm-hmm. And the scientists don't know at what rate this is going to happen, but it's happening. It may have exceeded their expectations, and the GOP doesn't care. You know, and I've said this before in your program, I don't care how much money you have or where your status is in life. This affects everybody, and this is all we got down there, Michael, and I know you care about it, and I care about it, but for some reason or other, the GOP or who's ever controlling it don't seem to care. And Jimmy has the right about solar and wind power. And if you had told me 10 years ago, we'd be looking at electric cars. So, yeah, that's where I'm at. And I know you care about the environment. And that's why I called in today, Michael. And keep up all you do. Thanks.
Thanks, Wisco Paul. Hey, listen, you can't. 10 to 15,000 species going extinct every year in this world. It's happening, and I don't want to say that we can't stop it, but we're not going to. I don't. And look, why all this sudden, you know, just rush to get to space to build a place to live up there? Come on, man, and then talking about looking for Planet B. Another place that we can live on because we decided this one wasn't good enough, I guess. This beautiful place, man. And here's my religion, man. I don't know if there's a God or anything. You know, the reason why I like Jesus is because, you know, he's like a fight for 15 guy, only to the 20th power, right? He's just feeding people, healing people, standing up against injustice, right? Again, with nobody on his side, right? Everybody running away from him, abandoning him. Well, okay, but if, you know, everybody thinks that all life comes from God, well, I'm going to put it like in real terms for me, because like I'm living here on this planet, right? And everything that I know and everything I've ever seen came from this earth. Life comes out of this earth. Why? Do you think earth might be God? Think about it. I mean, it's all of us, right? This whole ecosystem, everything's supposed to be here, and now we're seeing 10 to 15,000 species go extinct. And they're not coming back, man. I mean, dinosaurs didn't come back, right? Be kind of cool if they did. You know...
You could see if the dinosaurs would.
If you can't run, you're on the menu.
You could see if the dinosaurs could also recognize your car and come over.
Here come the raptors, man! Lock up the radio station. Yeah, turn the lights off.
If you fed them, they might treat you like the chickens because they're ancestors.
Well, I know what to feed them. But how much time till break?
We can go. I can hit Joe. We can go to break and then come back with Joe because.
Okay.
Otherwise, we got.
It's no problem. But yeah, no, I've been watching people wrestling with. I mean, when I say wrestling with lions, it's not like these guys that are using them for shows to make money and stuff, and then all of a sudden, how many years later, the tiger decides to take the guy's throat, right? No, these are people that are, you know, taking care of these animals, feeding them, never, you know, just totally loving them. And I'm watching these lions rolling around on their back, wanting their bellies rubbed and stuff, and I'm just like, yeah, man, I can do that. You're right. Hey, one more segment, and then we'll call it a day.